RadioInfluence.com.
Flavor, please tell your neighbors, Ian Beckles with flavor in your ear. Wake up, sports, music, and fashion, best of podcasting. What's going on now and what's soon to happen? Be sure to stick around, no fast forward or skipping. Dropping jewels, you don't want to miss them. Make sure you listen. Ian Beckles with the flavor in your ear, the voice of the people's here. It's in that flavor.
Hello, everybody. This is Ian Beckles, and welcome to Flavor in Your Ear. It is a fine Friday, and we're hanging out here in Dignitary Headquarters and the future Flavor of Tampa Bay Clubhouse that we are putting together as we speak. We're going to be selling a lot of local products here and doing some smallish type events and doing some pairings and tastings and doing some fun things with food and alcohol and all the things that are wonderful. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that. Plenty to talk about this week. We're going to talk a little bit of sports today, a little pop culture, and like I said, a lot of fun things happening. I'm going to start off by talking a little bit of sports, and this national anthem thing with the NFL is something that doesn't seem like it's ever going to go away. And you'd like to think that the NFL would be leery of maybe acting like a bully, and that's exactly what they're going to do. And that's their thing. You can't, you know, bullies are bullies. So the NFL, because they had a young African-American, you know, employee kneel during the anthem for what I think is a pretty good cause, you had 32 billionaires come to a conclusion that instead of going to the inner cities and helping out some of these situations and maybe spending those billions of dollars that some are coming from the inner cities, instead of spending money on helping the inner cities, they're going to tell the players that they have to stand or you stay in the locker room. So you've had athletes, black athletes, kneeling for a cause, putting their fist up for a cause, and what the billionaires think that's the best thing to do is to basically bully and mess with your lawful amendment rights. So the same people that don't like anybody to tell them to do anything. It's my right. I could have a gun. I could do anything. Gun. That same person is going to make somebody stand for the anthem. Okay. It's a little abrasive. It's a little backwards to me. Some people see things differently. That's fine. But, you know, there's a lot of two-faced type shit going on in America. It's a lot of it. It has to be lawful when it makes sense for you. But when it doesn't make sense for you, you got to do what's American, what I think is American. So, you know, I just got my eye on a lot of people, and I'm not going to take my eye off too many people. Now, one of the big stories that went on this week was the whole Roseanne crap that went on, and I just found there was too many words wasted. There were just too many words wasted for this situation. What happened? I mean, there was nothing controversial that happened. Not one controversial thing, nothing. What she said was blatantly racist. She even said, don't defend me. Do not defend. If somebody says, don't defend him, don't defend me, don't defend them. Yet there's still people defending them. Instead of people focusing on what she should have said and not said, now you have to, it's going to lead to, well, what about when black people say this? Or what about when the, come on, man. And it ain't the time and place. This is about Roseanne and her rich ass, and everybody's still watching her show, which I never really watched. I watched it back in the day. I don't watch it now. I don't find her funny anymore. Just like I don't watch Seinfeld. I used to think Seinfeld is hilarious. Kramer ain't funny to me no more. It was a little too natural for him for a lot of those words to come flowing off his mouth. And it's to a point now where Roseanne, it's real natural for her to say some real racist shit. And everybody wants to still try to defend her. She's done this ape thing before. She's done it before. And then she came out with a statement like, you're lynching a Jew. You can go ahead and like that if you want. I don't like that. I don't like anything around that. And then that's going to turn into, well, you're just attacking her because she's a Trump lover. not just happens to be a byproduct of what's happening. And we're not attacking her. If she wasn't a Trump lover, she'd still get attacked the same way. From what she said, no way. Come on. And there's still going to be people back. Should she have lost her job? Hell yeah. I don't feel sorry for her. I feel sorry for everybody else that was on a hit show paying them probably oodles of millions of dollars. And she effed the pooch. Just think of like poor DJ and all those ones you hadn't seen since. How's he going to make some money? What's going to happen to DJ? Roseanne's going to be fine. She'll do stand-up, and people who have that are like-minded to her will come watch her stand-up and they'll think it's funny. And she'll be fine. She'll come out with another movie or something, or she'll do a documentary and just fade away with her racist ass. So we probably won't have to see Roseanne anymore on any type of sitcoms. I just don't think that's going to happen. And, you know, she said don't defend me, but she did come up with an excuse. Her excuse was that she was wigged out on Ambien. Now, I've never taken Ambien my whole life. I don't know what it does. I could imagine what it does. I've taken half a Xanax once. It couldn't be any crazier than that. No, I was night-night, okay? Fell asleep, woke up exact same position 10 hours later. Night-night. That wasn't even sleep. I don't even know why people walk around with that in their system. Anyways, I can imagine what an Ambien's like. So you're going to tell me you woke up, was that midnight or something like that? You woke up at midnight, all wigged out on Ambien, and you came up with that when you're wigged out? It doesn't work. You're not creative when you're wigged out on pills. And even if you think you said it just because you're on pills, it's something that you think. You can't make something up from scratch when you're wigged out on pills. You don't see anything that makes sense wigged out on anything. No way. Grammatically correct, all that stuff. Come on. And then Ambien came out, and Ambien thought that it was necessary to say that their product doesn't make you a racist. Do you see what this world is coming to? I mean, Ambien said our product doesn't make you racist. It makes you tired, but it doesn't make you a racist. Oh, man. Our world is going batshit crazy. It really is. And when I'm looking around at all these different shows and all these different faces on these political shows, I'm looking at them, I'm thinking, you guys can't possibly take yourself seriously anymore. It's impossible. You can't. Like, you know, I grew up playing football, all right? If you run 10 routes and you trip over your feet and then it goes off your face and you get jammed in the face, you can't keep on saying I'm a good football player because you've been outed. So when somebody says somebody is something or something is something and it keeps on failing, stop defending it. Like, after a while, you're probably going to, like, I want to hear somebody go, okay, this thing's not working. Okay, it's not working. The Donald Trump thing's not working. What about the economy? Well, how long are you going to say that? We're going to have a great economy, but we're all going to kill each other. So how great's economy going to be? We're all going to kill each other. We're worried about Kim Jong-un and all those kind of things. There's a lot of people who want to kill us right here, right in our backyard. So, you know, and we're getting so sensitive now. They're Memorial Day. I was on air on Memorial Day. And listen, I'm not from this country, okay? I am an American citizen. I'm not from here. There's some things that I don't catch. I catch most things. I'm old. I catch a lot of things. But this is the first year I really heard this. And I never really thought about it before. I'm just going to tell you, I don't know the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Somebody explained it to me. I never thought about it before. Listen, every holiday in the United States of America is this. Listen closely. A reason to get effed up, okay? Period. Every holiday that you have off, the night before, everybody's getting effed up. That's what happens. Sorry, it's what happens. Everybody times it up, and they get effed up the night before whatever holiday it is. So there was a couple people, including myself, and I think I came on air, I said, Happy Memorial Day. I don't know. I didn't think about it. I'll say Happy Whatever Day. I said Happy Arbor Day. I don't know what the hell that means. But I said, Happy Memorial Day. And then somebody was so, oh, but you can't say that. It's not happy. What? So everybody's drunk, ain't happy? So you're drunk and sad. So you're getting drunk because you're sad, or you're sad while you're drunk. I don't know which one it is. So everybody looked happy to me on Memorial Day. There wasn't nobody sad. People are getting too darn sensitive now over little things. And I saw somebody point out numerous veterans that said happy Memorial Day. Numerous veterans. So if a veteran's saying it, why is it so sensitive to you if you're not a veteran? The same thing with the Colin Kaepernick thing. I've talked to so many veterans, a lot of veterans. I live right over there in MGDL. I've talked to numerous veterans about the Colin Kaepernick, and I've not found one that said he should stand. Not one. Zero. So you can go ahead and hold on to what you got, because that's cool. It's all good. Now, I'm not a big movie guy. I sat down the other day and I watched Wonder Woman, because people went crazy over Wonder Woman and how great the movie was and how fine Wonder Woman was and blah, blah, blah. I don't really watch a lot of movies. I got home early one day and I had a little time. I got made a little kettle corn, which is good for like 4 bites, and then it tastes like ass after that. But I finished the bag, though, because I'm not scared of that taste. So I'm watching this Wonder Woman movie. And it's a good start. Her mother is the fine lady who was on Gladiator. I like her. She's sexy. And Wonder Woman just got finer as it got on. And I was like, how pretty can this girl possibly be? It's too pretty. It's too much. And then they had these guys that were trying to leave the island of Amazon. For what? Where are you going, dude? There's no chicks there. There's no dudes there. It's full of big, fine chicks. And you're leaving there to go where? Wisconsin? I'm staying. If I go to that island with all those big old strong girls, I'm staying. Although they are really strong, like they'll just rip your arm off. So that's not gonna be good. But if I would stay and they'd be some light-skinned, extremely athletic people come out of that island. The NFL and everybody would go straight to that island. And it'd be Beckles, light-skinned Amazon girls everywhere, I'm telling you. The movie, to me, started off cool with some effects, and that was cool, but I have problems watching any movie that isn't possible. Like, it's impossible. It's impossible for a girl with a sword and a shield to go beat up a whole army. It's impossible. I don't care. I don't care what the movie. She didn't get hit with not one bullet. A dude had an AR. It was a couple dudes with ARs. And she blocked all the bullets with her shield. Like, head level. Hit her in the feet. Hit her in the feet. When she falls, then blast her. She's done. It was a little bit much for me. The effects and everything were cool, but like as a whole, it ain't the type of movie I was. Anything else that young lady's in, I'll definitely watch that for sure. Now, for the James Bond fans out there, I don't know how many there are. I'm not a huge James Bond fan. I think I stopped watching way, way, way back with the Sean Connery or something. I don't know. It wasn't like Bronson Pinchot or somebody silly was one of those middle guys. I don't care anymore. But this new dude, Daniel Craig, good-looking cat, you know, rugged-looking dude. He said, I think it was 2005, I want to say, at the top of my head, that he'd rather slit his wrists than play Bond again. So, Daniel Craig is going to play Bond again, and the number ended up being $66 million. So, Daniel went back on his word and is going to play Bond again for $66 million. And slitting your wrists is bad, but everybody has a number, okay? Everybody has a number right now, and my number is substantially less than $66 million, that's for sure. So I just don't know how you're negotiating and you allow it to get past 45 million. Like, so at 45 million, you said no at 45 million. I don't understand those kind of things. So I'm not going to watch the movie, but good for him for making $66 million on one movie. And that's the American way, I guess. Another crazy story I saw, and I was watching it on TV, and it ended up the right way. This one company made that virtual reality game, an active shooter game that they're going into schools and shooting up policemen. You got to be kidding me. Because you know, I understand people's constitutional rights when people want it to be applied. But we have to start doing things that are just smart for our country, regardless of our laws. Sometimes we have to go up there in front of the judge and say, yo, judge, this, it doesn't make sense. You know, to me, that NAMBLA, you know, the dudes don't like to touch boys. The fact that that exists, to me, doesn't make sense. Like, what is the practical use to congregate dudes that like to touch boys? What's the use for that? How's that going to turn out? Even in a perfect world, why is that a good situation? So, I mean, gather them up and then throw some deadly gas on them. That's all. It seems easy. That's the way they do it in a lot of other countries. And I guess they say that's what make America great, but some of that stuff is being questioned right now, that's for sure. Now, so when I watch television and I see all these politicians, it doesn't matter who it may be. You know, listen, Donald Trump to me is weird looking, and he was before he became the president. He's just weird looking. Nobody looks like that. Like, Jeff Sessions is weird looking. Like, I don't see people like that in the regular world. Sarah Huckabee, she looks like something's going on. I don't know. Something's happening. And you see these other politicians when I'm watching TV, like Bill Nelson. Like, these guys, I don't know if these people are from this earth. If somebody told me Bill Nelson is not from the earth, I would have to believe them. Seriously. Charlie Crist's a little off. Chris Christie. Like, I don't know what this planet they came from, but folks don't look right. And it seems like anybody doesn't look right these days becomes a politician. And these are the people that are making our decisions, by the way. So somebody like Chris Christie. Did you see Chris Christie when he dressed up in that baseball outfit, the uniform? Like, when he looks in the mirror, you think he's a confident cat. Like, that's the dude making our decisions. You think that dude's confident, really? Listen to this lady here, this Congresswoman Diane Black from Tennessee. She says she knows the reasons and the causes for gun violence. She knows what's causing gun violence. The first one, she says, is deteriorating family values. Okay, I'm going to give her that one. Diane Black, okay. You're making some, you know, wise educational type philosophies here. Here's the other one that she said is the cause for gun violence. Pornography. Where is a correlation between pornography and gun violence? Isn't there a lot of stuff in between pornography and gun violence? So you're going to watch a fantastic porn with all the things that you like in it, whatever that may be for you. Some people are a little bit more complex. Some people dig a little deeper than others. So whatever it means to you, you're going to watch that perfect porn, and right after that, you're going to go shoot up a school? I don't know if there's any correlation there personally. I really don't. So those are the people that are making our decisions. Aliens, and people think that pornography and gun violence go hand in hand. Those are the people making our decisions. Now, supposedly out there, people are saying that there's tapes with Trump's voice on it. Now, I believe there are. There's probably lots, to be honest. One thing is, like, Donald Trump, people keep on saying he's smart, but you have to admit that he does some really, really dumb shit. Like, he does, like, there's some very evident things that if you're president, you should see that he doesn't ever see to me. I don't know why that is. And you know that whatever's said on those tapes is going to be fantastic. You know it is. And everybody knows Donald Trump's voice. And nobody can fake Donald Trump's voice, maybe other than Alec Baldwin. But it's not like you're going to go, is that Donald Trump? Maybe it's not Donald Trump. You're going to know very well that that's Donald Trump. And those tapes are going to be fantastic. Because Donald Trump doesn't care what he says in front of the cameras and in front of a microphone. What about if he doesn't know the microphone's there or the camera's there? What he does, he says stuff like, grab her in the pussy and stuff like that. I think that's the way he talks on the regular. So when you think that Donald Trump doesn't know that there's going to be a camera or a microphone there, he's going to say some crazy ass stuff. I guarantee that. Like, in front of the mic, he says things like, "Well, I didn't pick Sessions for Attorney General." Well, that's your Attorney General. So, if you're supposed to be a leader of men, you think telling somebody, "Well, you're not my choice," is going to inspire them to work hard for you? Then you're not much of a leader. You know, if my coach says, "You know, Ian, you're starting right now, but you're not my guy." I mean, you know, whatever. I'm going to want to fight for that dude. It doesn't work that way. So if you want to write a book on leadership, I don't think he's going to be the one to write the book. And you know what? It's just downright mean. It's just a mean thing. And, you know, we keep on trying to teach our kids about bullying. I think it's brought up too much personally. But it's to a point now where it's really hard to tell a kid they shouldn't bully, where our president's the biggest bully in the country right now. Right now he is anyways. So, you know, don't say happy Memorial Day. I learned that. Our president's a bully. There's going to be a situation in the NFL with that anthem. Remember, I told you that. There's going to be a situation because there's players talking about not playing. And when they start messing with real money, that's when it's going to get real ugly. And there's going to be some crazy pounding of chests. And billionaires don't like to mess around too much, but neither do powerful young African-American men, and that's where they stay. They stay in the NFL. So I hope for our sakes, because we love football, that it turns out well for everybody. I just don't think that there's enough fans out there that really care enough. I really don't. They just care about their football, and that's it. And then they go from there. So let's hope nobody messes with our football, because nothing worse than it's football season and people are locking out and all those crazy things like that. I have another podcast, which is In the Trenches, which comes out on Monday. We just found out that the numbers are amazing and they keep on going up. So you guys love football, In the Trenches with Ian Beckles. You want to check that out as well. If you guys want to ever email me, it's ianbeckles@radioinfluence.com. I appreciate you guys listening in. It's been Flavor Year. Everybody have a wonderful week. Peace out.
To keep the conversation going, follow Ian on Twitter @IanBeckles and check out DignitaryRadio.com to get the latest on where you can find him next. This has been Ian Beckles, Flavor in Your Ear on Radio Influence.
Flavor in your ear, the voice of the people's here. It's here. Flavor in your ear. Flavor in your ear. Bringing that flavor.
This is a Duffified Live with Chef Brian Duffy Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
Some of the stuff that I always talk about is, when it comes to social media, is the fact that we basically, it's like having a billboard on 95. So when you're posting stuff, make sure that, you know, I mean, would you put a shitty picture of a burger on a billboard on 95? And it kind of amazes me, the pictures that people post and things that they put up just to say, well, I posted my Facebook. When I had my restaurant, my rule was very simple. I wanted three posts per shift. I wanted a hospitality post, or what I called a culture post, picture of one of my staff members doing something, or even introducing, hey, here's Katie Harris. She's a rock star. She come in and see her today. Katie's a mom. She's got a son, blah, blah, blah. She loves to go bowling and she loves pina coladas at midnight. Who cares what it is? But I'm introducing you to somebody within that. The next post, I always had to have some form of food. And then I wanted some form of booze, whether it be a beer, a cocktail, something paired together with that. And we always did them at a lunch shift and then a dinner shift.
Duffified Live with Chef Brian Duffy can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and of course, RadioInfluence.com.